Ladies and gentlemen, we present their excellencies, the ambassadors from Melodyland. All about the courtyard of the Palace of Love, the lords and ladies of the court have assembled to await the sound of the herald's trumpets announcing the arrival of the gay emissaries of His Majesty the King of Melodyland. We have just heard the sound of the trumpets, so the visitors will soon swing around the curve in the road, marching gaily to the music of their band. Meanwhile, the lovely Queen of Hearts waits in the throne room of the palace for a message from the king. Now, just a minute. I think I hear the music. Yes, here they come. The ambassadors make their brief but exciting pilgrimage to the court of the Queen of Hearts. They bring with them a multitude of melodic treasures sent as a token of admiration by their ruler. Their visits are a source of joy to the Queen's subjects, for music is the medicine that chases the woes of the world. The order of the moment is dance. Interrupt the program for just a moment to bring you a message, both interesting and important, from the sponsor. The human body is a marvelous affair, with all of its parts having a particular task, each coordinated with the other, to make an efficiently functioning whole. Of all the parts of this body of ours, there is perhaps none so little understood or appreciated as our feet, those humble servants which carry us here and there about our daily tasks, shut out from sunlight and air by close and heavy coverings, sometimes distorted and twisted out of shape by improper selection or fitting of shoes. Altogether, there are 26 bones in each foot, of which the largest is the heel bone, and the smallest are the bones at the ends of the toes. These 26 bones, which take up the heavy strain of supporting the body's weight and transporting it from place to place, form a somewhat yielding, shock-absorbing, yet flexible foundation for the entire body. If they are to work properly together, they must continue in exactly their proper positions and relation to each other, for, like an arch built of stone, if one is shifted out of place ever so little, the entire structure is disturbed. The weight which each bone is built to sustain is shifted from one to the other, and in a very short time a condition develops which is painful, tiring, and troublesome in the extreme. It is then that external symptoms begin to develop as warning signals that something has gone amiss with that delicate engineering structure which we call our feet. Corns commence to nag, bunions begin to form and burn, calluses cover the ball of the foot. There is tiredness, burning, sensitivity to the touch, and aches and pains extending up the legs toward the thigh. If a maintenance engineer detected danger signals in a property under his charge, he would immediately shut down the entire plant for repairs, or, if this could not be done, operate with the greatest caution while the needed repairs were being made. Yet we characteristically disregard all but the most painful of the warnings and expect the feet to carry on as before. It is easy for you to avoid such foot and body discomfort, or to relieve and correct it, if you have already reached an advanced stage of weak feet. A practopedist will render you this valuable service. By the way, a practopedist is a specially trained shoe man who has taken a course in practopedics, which is advanced study of the foot. With his knowledge and by means of the pedograph, which is an ingenious device that makes a print of the stockinged foot, one can tell at a glance what is the trouble with an aching or tired foot. Pedographs are used by the United States Army, by many athletic directors in YMCAs, YWCAs, colleges, and other institutions, and of course are found in the leading shoe stores of Canada and the United States. We extend to you an invitation to go to your nearest shoe dealer equipped with a pedograph and secure a pedograph print of your stockinged foot, also a chart of foot exercises. This will enable you to learn exactly what your foot trouble is. This service is absolutely free. And now, thank you for your attention, and we hope this brief talk has been of interest and value to you. We will now continue with the musical portion of the program. As the musical treasures are brought from the magic casket in which they are stored, we find them to be very much like the pearls and sapphires, the satins and sandalwoods, which they rival in beauty. Upon unveiling their parting gift, the ambassadors reveal a melodic gem which glows like a blood-red ruby.
Keep on the sunny side, who's walking on the sunny side? Keep laughing at the funny side of life. Keep on the shady side, who cares about the shady side? It's the place for the sun to hide, the rainy side of life. And when the sun seems to stray behind clouds of gray, keep going, keep growing, your cares away, those angel showers too. If they should come to you, say, mister, look, the rainbow's creeping through on the sunny side. Thank you.
audience over, the ambassadors from Melodyland bid the lovely Queen of Hearts farewell, and they leave the palace to return to their own kingdom. They will be back again, and when they come, we hope you will be here to receive them. This is J.F. Clemminger speaking in a program broadcast by Electrical Transcription.